Atoksaja Krishna Das asks, should a disciple try to relate his initiated name to understanding his constitutional position, or could that be tending towards Sahajism? Well, Sahajism and certainly mental speculation, that a devotee has a name such as Atoksaja Krishna, is not indicative of his Swarup, his eternal relationship with Krishna, and trying to make something of that is really wasting one's time. However, the other aspect of our name, such as Das or Devi Dasi, is an indication of our general eternal relationship with Krishna. The Jivara Swarupoi Nityara Krishna Das. We are Krishna's eternal servants. And by acting as a Das in this life, Anyabilashita Sunyam, Jnana Karma Yunavritam, by acting without any motivation, any desire for sense gratification, for liberation, just trying to please Krishna's senses, being favorably disposed towards the Lord, our hearts become purified, and we'll understand all the details of our dasness or our dasiness in the spiritual world. We will understand our spiritual identity. So, but it's not speculating on what the word das means or what type of das will that be achieved, but by rather acting as a servant. Acting as a servant in practice, we will come to understand what kind of servant we are in perfection. That is the simplicity of Krishna consciousness, and we should avoid all kinds of speculative habits or shortcuts, thinking that there's some kind of easy way to attaining the perfectional platform. There isn't. The easy way is already there by being a pure servant of the Lord. And that's our short podcast for today. Hare Krishna.